Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to him from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. The love of Christ that surpasses knowledge. This is Paul's, or probably more likely one of Paul's disciples, heartfelt message to the emerging Christian communities, to know God's power and take it to the world. What God can do through us is beyond human understanding, and the power of Christ's love surpasses knowledge. Can we, a Christian community living in the information age, believe that there is something that surpasses knowledge? And how are we to do this? How are we to open ourselves up to this God's power? In the passage from John, we hear about the feeding of the 5,000 and the passage across the sea. The feeding of the 5,000 is a key passage in that it is the only miracle recorded in all four Gospels. It is a profound story of the power of God in Jesus, his compassion for all people in feeding the 5,000 and walking on water to still the raging waters. But the part that grabbed my attention was this. When the people saw the sign that he had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who has come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to snatch him away to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. The people literally tried to snatch him. Now listen to how John uses this same language in a later passage. "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. No one will snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all else, and no one can snatch it out of the Father's hand." Trying to make Jesus king, the highest power and honor in human terms, is literally snatching him from the Father. No snatching. When we try to capture God's power in our own terms, we have completely missed the target. God and Jesus withdraws from us. So what can we do? St. Gregory of Nyssa wrote that to become God is to act as God acts, in love, in poverty, in compassion. Radical compassion and love. The power to feed 5,000, the power to still the raging waters. Now turning to the reading from 2 Samuel, the tension between David's kingship and God continue. This is a troubling passage and humbling. King David, stretching his legs one morning, notices Bathsheba, and the story unfolds very badly from there. David appears to get away with murder, but God's eyes are not human eyes. Later we will hear, "But the thing that David had done was evil in the eyes of Yahweh." And in the end, God's judgment is harsh, not only for David, but for all of Israel. So again, we understand that kingship doesn't mesh well with God's power. And yet the story is complicated. God will not renege on his promise of building an eternal house for David. For me, the books of the prophets are compelling because of this complexity. I understand my own relationship with God better when I read about these characters struggling to sort out their relationship with God. In the end, God works through David. We make a mess of things. God will work with the material at hand. I struggled with this reading. It's certainly easier to simply condemn David and be done with it. But that's not what God has done. And so the story begs another look and more work. Judgment isn't our purview, as much as we would like it to be. St. Gregory of Nyssa writes, "We, like God, are free, and free, therefore, to forgive as he forgives. We must so imitate the divine that we may have the boldness to say to God, copy your servant, Lord. Your poor and needy servant, I have forgiven, now you forgive. I nearly fell off my chair when I realized we were talking about the Lord's Prayer and how bold we really are to say together, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. When we forgive others, we may call on God's promise to forgive us. Judgment is not our purview, but forgiveness is. Forgiveness is in our power. Forgiveness, compassion, love, those are our access to God's power.